What's going on, guys? Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement. My name is Rage Quit Patton, and of course I am joined by Headshot Dan and No Shar Barbosa. What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Hi.
Happy New Year. What's up?
What's going on? We all celebrated it together, technically. Well, Headshot Dan and I were together. You and I celebrated over the phone, but we were together, so it's okay.
He was too busy drinking some caca stuff.
Yeah. Hey. We were drinking a lot of water on New Year's. We didn't really celebrate.
But guys, anyway, water's the best, all right? Healthy, okay?
But anyway, as we go on to the new year, it's also the new year of gaming. And we got a little bit of breaking news. Not too much has happened so far, but the Mass Effect Andromeda finally gets a release date, March 21st. And also, if you're a EA Access member, I believe you play that earlier. No Show Barbosa, how happy are you
that we finally got a release date?
Yeah, I'm actually super, like, happy. You know, it got leaked before by Xbox, actually, Microsoft itself. It was in one of those gift cards. They had a template for it, and it was out there for a while. I mean, people were like afraid of a delay, a lot of us, to be honest, because, you know, the game is such a huge scale. It looks amazing. But I'm excited, man. I'm ready to play it. It's probably one of the biggest games I'm looking for in March right now.
Yeah, especially a stacked March. That just adds to the... it feels like... March feels like October. It feels like a holiday with all the games that are certainly coming out in March we have. And don't forget, we have the Switch in March. So
yeah.
It's going to be big month. Big month for March. Dan, are you interested? Are you getting Andromeda? Or you haven't decided
yet? I haven't really decided what I'm going to do with it. It looks good. Looks interesting. I might pick it up. But, no, I don't really know yet.
March is just a crazy, crazy month, to be honest. It's Mass Effect, and now rumors are speculating that Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild Wednesday release.
Yeah, that's also not even counting all the other Nintendo Switch launch titles that could possibly be pumping out. So, that's my first news. Definitely as a huge Mass Effect fan that has played all of them, multiple times, going through different playthroughs, playing it as Paragon and Renegade. Very excited, definitely looking to pump in about whatever, how many hours I could possibly pump into the game. So I'm very excited, and I hope all you other Pathfinders are excited as well.
Dan, you want to hit it off with new other news? You said you had a couple of them.
I guess. One of, like, I recently started playing the Wii U for a little bit. You know, those little, some little corny-ass games. I've been playing the Mario Olympics. And then I found out today that Pokemon Snap released on Wii U today. And I instantly bought it for $10. So for a couple hours today, I've been snapping some Pokemons. And brought back some memories of the N64. You guys ever played Pokemon Snap?
Absolutely. I freaking love that game. I used to throw crap at Pikachu until he got mad.
It was a great game. I still like it. I mean, I was having fun as hell playing that today.
No, surprising never bought it back. Sorry, Pat. You can continue.
But I mean, Pokemon Snap was definitely a part of my childhood. I mean, for what it was, I look back, you know, I guess it was fun taking pictures of Pokemon for about 3 hours. But there was nothing else to it, but hey, it was my childhood, so I can't hate on it.
So, Barbosa, we were talking about Overwatch before. I don't know if you played Rohog, but he's getting nerfed. Fucking finally. His hook is getting nerfed. So he can't hook you and spin you in a 360 circle or anything. You know, once his hook hits, it's just going to go straight. It ain't going to turn. It's not going to do anything crazy anymore. It's just going to hook straight. So he can't throw you and toss you off maps and shit, which is fabulous, because that's the one thing that really pissed me off about Rohog.
Well, yeah, man, I can imagine. I mean, like, he in the impossible, man. I seen things from, like, friends that, like, His grapple went through walls and everything from the edge, and I'm like,
I know, it was aggravating.
It's just like, come on, man! Like, enough is enough. Oh, also talking about Overwatch, I don't know if you saw. Blizzard said they're working on it right now to fix the May problem, the wall May problem, which a lot of people are familiar with, the little glitch. They said they're working on it, and they did warn players about it to stop doing it. So maybe some people are gonna get banned.
Good, they should. Yeah. By the way, how's the camera look? Is my camera clear?
The camera's really clear, actually. I'm looking at it right now. It looks really clear.
Yeah, I'm only used to it in 720, unfortunately, but.
It doesn't matter. It's really clear, actually.
So, did you guys check out that new Xbox remote that's coming out? The
yes,
red one?
I took a look at it. Right, yeah, it looks really nice.
I got some pictures. Pictures for the viewers.
I mean, I technically already have a red controller, so I will not be making a purchase of another red controller. I do love my Gears of War controller.
Well, if you don't have a red one, it is going to be $65.
Sounds about right.
That's really red. That is like really. That's everything red.
I like it. I kind of like it.
I like the design. I mean, again, I already have a red, technically a red controller with the Gears controller, but that one's just that one's red, nice and red. Whoever's favorite color is red.
Yeah, that's not definitely the one.
Definitely will not be disappointed.
There you go, Barbossa. Pick it up, buddy.
I have an Elite controller, bud. I ain't gonna go nowhere.
Me too.
Sorry.
You have a Elite controller and you still suck at Siege?
Oh, hey, bro. Man. Oh, boy.
I haven't been playing that game in a long time.
You,
that's
like, didn't you play with us like yesterday or the day after yesterday, before yesterday?
He played us yesterday.
Just yesterday, yeah.
GTA 5. Got some pretty good news with GTA 5. Liberty City is going to be added to the GTA 5 map as a mod. So,
you talk about PC?
It's going to be PC only, unfortunately, but this mod team is putting Liberty City in with the GTA 5 map, so it's going to be even longer. So you can drive across a bridge and you'll be in Liberty City. You know how...
The Liberty City from GTA 4, or
yeah,
they're just
from GTA
customizing
4.
It? GTA 4.
So you
know mean
how
New York?
Goddamn big this New York shit is going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good talk.
Well, there hasn't been much news. I mean, GTA 5, we're console. I mean, I haven't, you know.
Yeah, I'm really dumb. Like,
unfortunately, I can't get that mod, sadly.
Sucks, huh?
But it's all right, man. I mean, like, I tried to get back to Grand Theft Auto. I can't really. It's like one of those games you try and you try. You can't. I know there's a lot of people that love that game.
I could get back into it. It's just, the heist is where I have the most fun. So, you know, the only thing that sucks still, which I wish they fixed, was that if you don't have four people, you can't do the heist. You can't do anything. You have to.
But it's so easy to get four people on Xbox. Especially with the new looking for members service.
Plus,
you got the motorcycle club, you got the car import-export club. I mean, so there's a lot of things to do on there if you don't have four players.
Yeah, now it's much easier. I haven't tried anything with the new. I know you've been messing around with the whole like searching for players and stuff. I know it's worked out for you, but I haven't tried it yet. But I definitely would like to get back on GTA because the online was so much fun. I love the online.
Well, I get people online, to play with, so we can ditch the other fools.
Yeah, I know. Fuck them.
That photo you sent me on.
In the text. We don't need people fucking falling asleep on us.
Yeah, right in the middle of a goddamn Siege game.
Wow, man, that was quite something.
I know that guy. He said, you know, he'll play. When we get
did
on.
He explain what happened?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He said he took his Turtle Beaches off, and he put his head down and knocked out.
Oh, so he was damn.
How do you knock out like 2 seconds? I mean, we were only searching for a game for like 5 seconds.
Dude, I don't know. I'm done. I told him, I'm like, yo, Dan, Dan and I are done. I'm like, well, I'll be playing Titanfall or something because I'm not. I'm like, I'm done.
What do you say? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, he's like the usual, like, oh, go fuck myself. Fuck Dan too. We don't need yous and blah blah blah. Like the other stuff that he said. the last time when you and I were just playing with my other friends.
All right, guys, and since we were talking about that and all that, let's talk about a little bit more about the Switch. You know, it's coming up, the event next week. Who's excited for it?
Well, aren't you going to be at an event?
I'm not going to be at the press event, but I am going to be at the event in New York coming up. It's going to be Friday.
So tell us so you're going to be at the event. What would you expect, or what would you want to play, or what would you like to see? Explain it. Just explain what your hopes are for when you go to the event.
Well, honestly, I hope I definitely get to try like a Zelda. I want to get a feeling for it. I want to try the Joy-Cons. I actually want to feel the weight of the device on my hand. I want to see the new Mario game. I hope they have a robust selection of games that, you know, oh, you can go boof A, B, C, D and be like, wow, this is, you know, I want to buy this after I try it out. Like, that's how I want to get out of there. And I hope they promote it well when you're in there. Like, you know, it's, for example, for people that don't know, on my Nintendo accounts, they added QR codes. For the first time ever, like, so basically you scan your QR code for your My Nintendo account, and you might actually get rewards out of it, so I'm curious to know if that's going to happen while I'm in the event, actually. So I'm getting my QR code ready and be like, hey, you got anything for me? Just, that's it. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see the other accessories. Interestingly enough, I want to see how they're going to work, you know, like you carry the tablet. Are they going to allow us to manually just go in and put the actual thing on the dock, or they're going to do it for us, you know, because it's a USB port, you know, people can damage by trying to slide it in. So I'm kind of curious to how they're going to do that. I primarily think they're going to show the handheld version more than the actual dock version. I want to try the Pro Controller. That's a must. And the Joy-Con one that you kind of make and build yourself. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. Like, I can't wait for next week's to happen already. It's just been taking a long time.
For me, what I'm very curious and interested in, if the rumors are true, if Nintendo's going to come out with what Xbox has and what PlayStation has with their, like, what PlayStation has with the PlayStation Plus members. There's certain discounts. They get the free games. I wonder if Nintendo will finally do that. At all, if they will come up with a program like, you know, like that, you pay $50 for the year.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I always wondered. That's always what I wanted Nintendo to do. I feel that it's a better online experience when, you know, I pay for PlayStation Plus, I pay for Xbox Gold, so I've always wanted Nintendo to do something like that. So I'm wondering if they're gonna talk about that at the conference. I know they're gonna show more of the games, but I wonder if they're gonna, you know, show that little glimpse, like, all right, we're gonna have, you know, this service, it's $50 for the year.
Yeah.
But you could still get, like what PlayStation Plus has, you could still do stuff for free. Same thing with, like, if you don't have Xbox Gold, you could still do some stuff for free, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm just excited to see, you know, like, these rumors with Zelda, like, it seems like it went from, like, a June release date to a March release date. So, question is now, in your own opinion, what do you think about what they're going to do? You think Mario and Zelda are going to launch at the same time, or are you going to
I mean, crazy enough, that would be a bigger launch than the N64, because if you don't remember, the N64 launched with Super Mario, the first 3D Mario. That was that goes down as one of the best, you know, video game launches of all time. If they launch with Zelda and Mario, that is a ridiculous launch. Well, like, that is your two main console sellers right there, both coming out the same as launch titles. That's crazy.
Well, then they say that's like the Zelda isn't a launch game.
Now the
it is. Yeah. Basically, it was strongly people were opposing that the game was going to come out that day, but then now it's like Lara Kate, which is like very responsible for most of the leaks, was completely saying that the item was going to be available in launch. But now she's like, oh, you know, it's most likely going to come.
And Mario Kart 2. Don't forget Mario Kart is another.
Yeah.
But even though it's the Wii U version, but still, I'm sure they're going to update it and add more content to it.
Yeah, for sure. Also, just throwing it out there, like with the whole thing of Zelda, Eurogamer, there are sources as well through that saying that Zelda's coming out. So I'm like 80% sure that Zelda's going to come out in March now.
That's like if Xbox came out with a new console and Halo and Gears of War were the launch titles. Like your main console sellers are coming out. You know, it's crazy.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't be surprised if out of nowhere now Mario doesn't come out March and gets pushed back to, you know, kind of extend the launch period to make sure there's other games coming out.
I don't know. Nintendo's in that mystery stage, but they're going to tell us the launch titles during this conference, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that besides, you know, Zelda, Mario, that we get, you know, something else like that's good besides those two games. I mean, don't get me wrong, both of those names are huge console sellers, no doubt about it. But you want a game other than that that will do well, like kind of under the radar. Like when Xbox One launched, we had Dead Rising, you know, we had your sports games, and we had what was that game by Crytek?
Crytek.
You played it, Barbosa. You know which one I'm talking about, the medieval game.
Oh, Rise? Was it
Rise. That was like, you know, got mixed reviews, but it was a good game.
That game was fun as fuck.
You know, and then PlayStation 4 launch titles were okay. I thought those launch games were okay. I'm surprised Knack is getting, we'll talk about that later down the road, but I'm surprised Knack is getting a sequel. But, you know, like we're talking about, if Mario and Zelda are your both main launch titles, I mean, that's a huge launch right there.
Alright guys, I want to bring up something really interesting. Alright, I want you to make your predictions on pricing. What do you think it's going to be the price of the Switch?
So I'm going to go with $299, a not bundled version, $299. A bundled version, I'm going to say $350.
Dan?
I'll probably say $250. Standard 300 bundle. Wow.
I think you have to kind of keep it at a good price point because with Xbox One S at a decent price, the PlayStation 4 at a decent price, I'm not counting the Pro. You know, not everyone is hardcore into getting, like, you know, that make that jump yet. PS4 is still at a good price point. I think it is crucial for Nintendo to keep it at an affordable price. I think $299 is a very good. I mean, I agree with Dan. That's a good affordable price too. But I think $299 is also a very good start price point.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I'm gonna go with a little bit more expensive. From the things that we've been shown with euros and conversion, I'm gonna say this. This is gonna be crazy. I know you guys are gonna be against it. $350 standard, $400 bundle.
It's just crazy. I mean, I'm like highly against that because I felt the Wii U. That came out, that was $350, and that was ridiculous because it was doing a little bit better than PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 at the time. And I was like, why am I going to pay more money when my I got better, you know?
It's just too expensive. I don't think Nintendo's going to take that route. I mean,
I think Nintendo made a very crucial mistake at first price pointing the Wii U that high at launch, and it kind of kicked them in the foot. And also, not having third-party support, I think you got to keep it at a good price point.
And looking at that, spec-wise, it's not really worth what they really want.
The biggest problem is if Nintendo had third-party support, I could see the $350 price point. That would make sense. But Mass Effect already said they're not porting. They're not going to be on Switch. So there goes a big third-party title right there that they're not getting. So that's that sucks. I mean, if it's $350, I'd be disappointed. I mean, I'm still going to get it because the Switch does look, you know, it does look better than the Wii U. I'm definitely more sold on the Switch than I was the Wii U, but I just think they need to be smart this time and keep it at a very good price point that even casual players are going to purchase it for.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with that. I think that at this point they have to do something, man. I Do you think in terms of the bundle, you think it's going to be a game or an accessory?
I think it's more than likely, I would say a game. If they did a game and accessory, that would be pretty cool too. But that I see more so a game. But you know what's crazy? Not too many consoles launch with the game, so. I could see an accessory possibly.
Well, what kind of accessory would you even imagine inside?
Maybe the Pro Controller. They throw the Pro Controller in there. Because not too many consoles launch with a launch game in there. Not till like maybe a month or two after launch.
I want to bring that up. Do you think that free controller, right? The one that you slot in the Joy-Cons. You think
you
that's
mean like the ones like this?
Yeah, the one that you kind of slot them in and you hold.
Yeah.
No. You guys think that's going to come inside the system for free, or that's going to be the bundle?
No, it's going to be free.
I think it'll be free.
It would have to be free.
You're going to be able to play, yeah.
I think that you have to give away for free. I mean, that kind of shit right there. Don't fucking rob us.
If they don't give it to you, you're going to have to buy it extra just to even hold a handheld. That wouldn't even make sense.
Yeah.
I think that one they get for free. But if they're going to throw an accessory in there, like a bundle, I think the Pro Controller would be cool if they throw that as like a,
I would love a Pro Controller with my Switch.
No, the Pro Controller looks nice. It kind of looks like the Xbox controller, which I have no problem with.
I think that's going to be the primary use. I mean, what are you guys going to do? Are you guys going to play more handheld on Switch? Or are you going to play more on TV? What do you guys think?
I see myself as of right now playing it more handheld right now.
Handheld? All right.
I was in love with the 3DS. As of right now, I see myself more handheld, but I could see myself from time to time playing it on TV, but I'm strongly for handheld right now.
What about you, Dan?
I'd probably use it more on the TV, and if we're playing Siege, and then I'll make it into a handheld. But mostly on TV, I would say.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be more handheld because, you know,
that
I'm like...
That's awesome. I mean, that's huge. Yeah. I mean, like, you play it laying down, like, that's awesome. That's huge. It's awesome.
There's a rumor going on that the next Assassins, right? The next one, whatever title is going to be, is actually going to come for the Switch. So if I can play Assassins on the go and it's okay, I'm actually going to be all right with that. I'm actually wouldn't mind playing that on that, actually.
I still got to play that on my PS4. Unless Ubisoft markets more heavy towards Nintendo, like I said, they got to get third-party support. If they could get more third-party support, I agree with you. I would get it on the Switch. But Ubisoft, besides Ghost Recon, is heavy on PlayStation, so
honestly, any kind of major game I would not get on the Switch. The Switch will probably be strictly for exclusives, Mario's, and all those exclusive games.
It was just crazy because back then in the GameCube days, I used to get third-party titles on the GameCube.
Yeah.
But now, you know, when the Wii came out, that was more towards casual gamers. I got the exclusives, and then they kind of lost their third-party support when the Wii came out. So, I mean, I really hope they kind of get more of the third-party support, but it's going to be tough with the Pro and with Scorpio. So, you know, I really do hope they get a little bit more third-party support with the Switch.
That I agree with you, man. I really do. It's tough, man. Nintendo, I honestly, in my opinion, this is going to either do, or they're going to make it or they lose it. And this is it for them.
We say this a lot. You know, we always have this conversation about Nintendo, but They always have that market with Mario, with Zelda, with Metroid. Their first-party titles keep them afloat. And they do have the casual game market. I think there'll be Switch and beyond. I think Switch, I don't think, is going to make it break it for them, to be honest.
What do you guys think? 3DS is going to be gone? It might last a little bit long. And
3DS I give will it never die.
I give it another year and a half. I give
year
that another
half.
Year and a half. Because I think there's still some... I think there's still something... there's still a market for 3DS. Not everyone's going to, you know, jump to pay $300 or we're not for that handheld. The 3DS is still going to be their affordable handheld. I don't think they get rid of that
at all. I don't think it's going anywhere. It's just it's still one of their top selling consoles.
Yeah, and they just came out. Super Mario Maker just recently came out, so I don't see them, you know, kind of dumping that off right away.
Yeah,
I would like to see the Pokemon games on the Switch, though. Like Pokemon Sun and all that stuff.
There is rumors that Pokemon Star is going to be on the Switch, like the mix. I'm totally down for that, man. I mean, like, even if it's not like crazy graphics, it's just like, you know, more fleshed out graphics from the Sun and Moon. I think I'll be all right. I think I'll enjoy it either way.
Well, I mean, it's still going to be better graphics than the 3DS, anyways. So yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind it at all. I would actually love to see the Pokemon games come to Switch.
Yeah,
I'd love another Pokemon Stadium.
Oh, the hell yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure. All right,
I mean, 11 p.m. Eastern time. I'm excited. I mean, I haven't been this excited for a Nintendo console since the GameCube. The Wii I got later on in its cycle. The Wii U I never purchased, but I've never been this excited for a Nintendo console the GameCube. I love the GameCube. So, you know, I'm very excited for the Switch, and I'm looking forward to the conference and looking forward to March.
January 13th, 9:30.
Yep.
Can't wait.
So now we're going to talk about the games of January. There's a couple. I know three of us are at least getting the one we're going to talk about eventually, but there's also a couple other different ones. Let me pull up the list here.
It's a good one. They got a Resident Evil, which I'm definitely getting. I know you're getting.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8. Can't forget about that one.
I already have it paid off, Resident Evil, so I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
What console? I know, Barbosa, what console are you getting it on?
PS4. I'm definitely going to take advantage of the PlayStation 4 Pro. It's not even about the VR at this point. A lot of people, you know, like, oh, you know, why you're not playing VR? It's like I told before that, you know, our listeners, like, I like the VR experience, but I want the, you know, smooth graphics. I want to be able to be fully immersed on it.
So let's say you beat the game the first time. The second playthrough, would you try it more with VR?
100% sure, yeah. For sure I would do it.
And second Dan, you're getting it at Xbox?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I mean, so what do you guys think? We haven't talked too much about Resident Evil. Do you think this is somewhat of a soft reboot, or do you feel this is more of a continuation?
I mean, this one is definitely I wouldn't really call it a reboot. I think you would say it's kind of a soft reboot. It's a whole different direction, kind of. You know, they started with their first person. It's supposed to be a lot more horror, scary, graphic-wise.
They got inspiration from, Outlast. Inspiration from Outlast and PT, man.
Yeah, Outlast, PT. Definitely PT with the tone, the kind of tone. Same thing with Outlast with that. But, I mean, they did bring back from the old roots with the ammo is scarce. They have the box. They have the box where you could store the stuff in it. They have the typewriters again. So they did bring back some of their old roots from the previous games. I feel it's a soft reboot, man. It's hard for me to continue. I know they call it Resident Evil 7, but it's really hard for me to look at this game and say this is a continuation from 6 because this has nothing. Like the virus is completely different. There's no mention of Chris, Jill, you know, any of the characters. Any of the characters we're so familiar with. This is completely different. And it's in a different mansion. And it doesn't really mention anything from Umbrella. Like, you know how the other Resident Evil games, it always brings up Umbrella, Ouroboros, like any of the other viruses. This brings up, so far, nothing. So I feel like this is a soft reboot. I think they're kind of testing it out to see should they go forward with this direction and beyond.
Well,
That's how I feel.
I do like the step how they went first person. I do love the first person view. I mean, from the beta I played, or the demo, I guess. I mean, I really liked it a lot. I like the first person. I know a lot of people complain that it's not a third person game.
But I'm like you. I was skeptical at first, but like I was like, you know what? This is not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I was skeptical also, but it gives you that tone. It gives you that a different tone than you would be in the old games where it was third person. And then from Resident Evil 4 and beyond, it had the over-the-shoulder third person. The first person, when I played the demo, yeah, I was, you know, fucking freaked out. And then when you open the doors, you know, you open the doors slowly. You don't know what's behind it. That brings it back to the old school roots where the door would open slow. You don't know what's behind it. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. It's paid off for me, so I'm ready. The only thing that would not get me to pick it up is if the reviews are bad.
Well, you pre-ordered it on what?
PS4. I have it on PS4.
I guess I'll play by myself. All alone in the party. Set.
Sadly, you'll be... Yeah, well, you have Eddie. I think Eddie might be getting... Actually, no, I think he's getting on PS4. you were talking about Kingdom Hearts, Barbosa. What do you... are you looking... How are you excited for...
24? I mean, it's not 3, but it's the best, you know, you can get right now. So I'm kind of like, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be good. It's like 2.8. I played Drop Dream Distance, sorry. It's a good game. I can't wait to play in HD. There's the part that you play as Aqua, which is like, that's actually using the engine for Kingdom Hearts 3, so I'm excited to see how it looks. I mean, it is using Unreal Engine, so should be good.
What about Gravity Rush? Anybody picking up Gravity Rush?
Gravity Rush 2?
You picking up Gravity Rush 2?
Yeah, I am, because...
looks interesting.
Man, I tried the demo. The graphic... Man, for a CGI game, that little game looks beautiful. Like, it's incredible. Not CGI, what do you mean? What is it called for drawing graphically? The cel-shaded.
Yeah,
it's probably one of the best cel-shaded games I looked. It looks vibrant, like bright, like the details on the character looks awesome. Her hair flowing with the air and everything. I'm actually excited for it. It's just like a lot of games in January, man. Like a lot of games. It's like you gotta pick and choose.
I completely forgot the pre-order when I was at GameStop was Yakuza 0. So I gotta go pre-order that. I'm picking that up. I love the Yakuza series. It reminds me of Shenmue. That game always reminded me of Shenmue. It, you know, has that like linear open world type thing that you kind of go around and mess around. So I gotta go pre-order that. So that's another game in January I'm picking up. It's a prequel, so very excited for it. Seeing how I, you know, rising through the ranks now of the Yakuza. So that series is long. That series has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Stems from PlayStation 2. The PlayStation 2 days, so that series has been around for a while. Poor Dan traded in his PS4, he's missing out.
Sorry, I don't play any of those anime color draw games, no.
No, and Yakuza's not an animated color draw game, it's a really good game. If you like games like Shenmue, that's what I always kind of describe it as, it's pretty much like that.
Man. I'm getting my PlayStation back. Eventually, I know I need it for Horizon Zero Dawn. So,
yeah,
yes, sir. How about are you guys? They have the Hitman based on disc, the complete first season. I know Barbosa. We played Absolution. Have you seen any footage of the new Hitman? And would you be interested in getting it, the complete first season?
I played the first episode actually. It was good. I heard the experience is quite more elevated on the Pro in terms of like frame rate and resolution, so I have to try that yet. I'm actually excited for it. I really hope it's good. Like, I can't think it's not going to be good, but like I heard the assassinations and the contracts are way more expensive now. They updated the game, I think, several times within each episode. They added a bunch of stuff. Like, one of the kills was Gary Busey. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah, I heard about it. It's more sandbox now, right? It's not like it used to be where they would put you in this kind of very, very linear level. But I was watching someone play it on Twitch, and it seems more sandbox-ish. Like, kind you're in Paris. And you're like in a kind of a big town of Paris or something like that. I love Hitman, so I waited for them to specifically just release all the episodes, and I was going to pick it up later.
What was that?
No.
I can't hear you.
He's talking to somebody, guys.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
You good, man?
Yeah, my brother's in my room fucking with me.
He's gonna get in the stream.
Yeah. But as I was saying, yeah, I waited specifically for all the episodes to come out so I could pick them all up together on disc. I think it's out now digital, though, too.
Yeah, it's been out for quite a while, the whole thing. It's good, man. I mean, I haven't really got to it. So many games, like, it's like, I feel like they're releasing more stacks of games per month than before. Like, we don't really have dry seasons, like, if you think about.
Well, normally, the crazy thing is, January, February are, like, the dry season. There's not too much games coming out, and then...
Pat, you there?
What?
Guys, we had a technical difficulty. It seems like Pat has been knocked out by his brother.
Dude, look at that face he's making, though.
you should please take a picture of that. Snap it right now.
Well, it's live. It's recorded. The fuck? Oh,
no! Wait, I just missed it.
I got it, though.
What the hell happened?
You okay there, buddy?
What happened?
I don't know. You tell us.
I have no idea. I don't know. The thing just went out. I have no idea what happened. I was, like, talking to myself, and then it fucking froze. Where did I leave off at?
I don't know.
Oh, you'll see.
You were talking about January, February. There's not many games.
Oh, well, oh, my bad. Sorry, yeah, normally, what is that?
It's you, buddy.
Yeah, the face you made when you froze.
Yo, yeah, bro. You have quite the face there.
Yeah, good, whatever. How about this game? I know Dan's going to pick it up. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Mega Battle.
Oh, I forgot about
it. I am, when it has a release date.
I really, oh, wow, this actually, that's right. It's not based off that shitty movie that's coming out this year. Wow, oh. The classic. Yeah, wow. Bandai and Namco Bandai is making it. Wow.
If you're good attitude,
I didn't read too much on it. Sorry for making a joke about that. I thought it was going to be more based on the movie. That garbage piece of shit that's coming out.
I'm so in a chiller right now.
That looks pretty good, man.
What about Double Dragon, Barbosa? Do you play games like that?
Not in a long time, man. But I'm willing to try. Right, what is it? Double Dragon 4, right? I think it's
And there's a JRPG I think you might like. Tales of Berseria, whatever the hell it's called.
Zestiria. I'm definitely playing Tales of Zestiria. Big guy for Tales. Love. It's a good like a mix of anime and. And like the JRPG, like it's like they have like actual cutscenes for anime. It has like a story for anime. If you're like at least a little bit of an anime love,
yeah,
you fall for it. Like you totally love it.
This guy, hey, it says January the Power Rangers game. So hopefully, is this an arcade? No, it can't be an arcade. It's made by Namco Bandai. So I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's like an arcade, but that's like an arcade version. Yeah.
Hopefully, it's better than that garbage Ninja Turtles game we got last year. That piece of shit.
Did you watch the trailer I just showed? It looked pretty fun.
Yes, I did. It looks awesome. It looks good. I just like I said, so did the Ninja Turtles game look good too, but it was a fucking flop.
Yeah, I let Washington buy it first and play it.
So those are the games of January. Of course, all the game, you know, the main game. All three of us are excited about are Resident Evil. So we're really hoping that it's definitely better than that piece of garbage 6. Revelations was good. So here's hoping that the series fixes its mistakes. And then of course the other games that we're picking up. I'm getting Yakuza 0. If Power Rangers does come out and it's good, I'll pick that up as well. And Barbosa's picking up the other PlayStation exclusives like Gravity Rush 2, Tales of Berseria, and maybe Double Dragon, he said, is on his list as well.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Now, we're going to talk about a little bit what we predict of what's in store for Xbox, Nintendo, of course, we did talk about that. We'll talk about it a little bit more, and PlayStation. So, Barbosa, I'm going to let you kick this off.
You know what? I would say we start with, I think we should start with this, since this, I think they have the show floor coming up for E3. I would say we start with Xbox. I think it's Scorpio's coming up. We don't, you know, there's exclusives that are coming up, so we're going to go around. So I'll throw my first prediction, and you can throw yours, and then can throw, and we go keep going around. Three predictions. Let's not go too overboard with it. My first prediction is Scorpio is coming out in November, probably either first or second week, 15. Starting price, $450.
Too low.
For a 500 gig version. $500 for like a 1 terabyte, and then a $550 for a limited edition item, which is going to be based off of one of their first party games. What do you guys think?
So we're on Scorpio right now. Okay, so Scorpio, I'd say, is going to get a $500 price point. I think they might do away with the 500 gigabyte version. I think they might just stick with 1 terabyte. And I think, I agree with that. I think it's going to be second week in November. And I think, so we're just talking to Scorpio, or could I say another prediction?
Well, we're going to go around. Second prediction.
All right, so Dan, go ahead. We're on Scorpio right now. What do you think?
I want to say 550. There will be no 500 gigabytes. It's only going to be a terabyte and up. And, of course, every console's in November, so it will be probably the second week of November.
So we're all pretty much agreement except that Barbosa. I don't think they do a 500 terabyte. I think they keep it 1 terabyte. That's it. I think they do away with 500 gigs because the games are massive now. Like, the games are like at least over 20 gig installs. Even the Lego games are like 20 gig.
Well, I know that, but you know what it is? I think it'll make up a more affordable one. That's why.
But do you think their operating system? I don't think a 500 gig is enough.
The operating system is barely going to take up anything. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be the same amount of space it takes up on a Slim, so that's not going to do much.
But do you guys agree with me with the 550 for a limited edition one with the game?
I see them doing it with a game, yeah. 550, yeah.
I think 550 is probably going to be normal just by itself.
Oh, well, your prediction was 500, right? Or no, you didn't say yet.
I'm saying 550.
I'm saying 500.
Starting 450 and going up to 550, depending on the motto. I think they're going to have 3 SKUs this year.
All right.
Going around. Okay.
So my prediction is the main focus game. You know how Xbox had Gears of War 4 this year, Halo 5 was last year. I think it's going to be Crackdown 3 this year. I think Microsoft is going to market Crackdown 3 heavy, very heavy this year, and I think that's going to be their big market title for Scorpio. I think it's going to be Crackdown 3. So that's my prediction right there.
Dan, you can go ahead, and then I'll go last, and then you throw the last prediction, the next prediction.
Crackdown, huh? Honestly, I don't think
Crackdown's
so.
A great game. Crackdown is a great,
I don't think so.
A very great game. And I think that's going to be a big Microsoft title this year. I don't see them doing a Halo.
I'm not saying Halo because I mean Halo is Halo's over. I'm just saying it's old. You know, I'm tired of playing Halo. I probably think Sea of Thieves is going to be up there pretty close. Since that's going to be a pretty big Microsoft game. But there's not really that many Microsoft exclusive titles. So I'll probably say they're going to focus Sea of Thieves.
I think if they want to show off the Scorpio, I think there's 2 games they could show off. Scalebound and Crackdown 3.
But well, I think if you're saying it's selling off Scorpio, I mean, that's different.
But I think their console seller for Scorpio, I mean, if they come out with Halo, of course, that's going to be it.
Well, they got Halo Wars.
There's that, and there's that. So Halo, but I think they market heavy Halo Wars and Crackdown. I think Crackdown's going to be marketed very heavy because they showed it off at E3. Not this 2 years. I mean, was it been Barbosa 2 years or 1 year? They first showed Crackdown 3.
2015.
It's 2015. So
yeah, I think they're gonna show that off heavy.
I mean, if anything, if it's not Sea of Thieves, then I'll stick with Scalebound.
All right, I agree with Pat. Crackdown is going to be. I think they're going to try to make Crackdown their big title. I think the system is going to be similar to the Halo 5 system. It's going to be kind of gray and with blue, but like different. Like depending on the form factor of the Scorpio. I think it comes with the game, and I think the game is going to have a deluxe edition or something with a season pass. I think they're going to heavily market that game. I think
they have to.
And I'm going to leave my last prediction for Scalebound related, but I'll throw that afterwards.
So Dan, you got the last prediction, Dan. What do you think?
So, I want to talk about, are they going to announce it this year? Scorpio is VR ready. Do you think Microsoft is going to do its own VR system?
With Oculus? Or you think they come out with, like, PlayStation VR?
I'm talking about just their own standards, Microsoft VR. I mean, I know they have the HoloLens, but do you think Microsoft is going to announce something VR-related that's going to work for their console? Because there's nothing that's really working with their console right now except the Oculus, but it doesn't really support anything.
I don't see them going in the PlayStation direction. I still kind of see them now maybe finally starting to make games maybe for the Oculus, possibly. But I don't see them going in the PlayStation direction where they make like an affordable VR service.
I don't think so either. I think they're going to straight partner with Oculus and be like, you got the best console in the market, which is a Scorpio, and then you got the best VR headset other than the Vive, which is Oculus, so...
Yeah, but the only bad thing about the Oculus is it's like it's $800. I mean, that's
$800. Yeah,
that's pretty steep. So I mean, Microsoft doesn't really go with those high end stuff. They usually make other products at affordable rate.
Well, I agree with you on that, but we got to think about this. Oculus is $800 now. You got till the fall in November of this year to see how much the price is going to drop. You get me? Like, there's also that.
I don't see the Oculus dropping a price anytime soon. It's too upcoming.
I just don't think it. I just can't see it in Microsoft coming out with a VR service. If they did, I don't think it would be this year. I think they would maybe do something. They would maybe announce it and maybe do something and next year. But I don't see it. I don't really see them doing that, unfortunately, as much as I would like a more affordable VR service, but I just don't see them. Yeah, I don't see them doing it.
I would love it, but I doubt we're going to see a VR this year. I mean, I'm hoping a little bit of new something. Even the compatibility with the HTC or the Oculus would make my day. You know, just knock off the price. You know, I'll buy the VR for $400 or $500. I have no problem with that, but $800 is a different story.
Barbosa, you were going to say something about Scalebound. What were you going to say about Scalebound?
That'd be my last prediction. So, I think Scalebound is going to come out prior to Scorpio, maybe October. And it's going to get an update for Scorpio, and it's going to be this incredible game in Scorpio. I think it's going to run like crap on the standard Xbox. I'm not going to lie.
The game already looks incredible. The game already looks phenomenal.
Yeah, but I think we're seeing the cusp of it. I think it's going to look amazing on the Scorpio because it can process that much more imaging. You're talking about a guy, a movable character plus a gigantic dragon that you can customize. I feel like the October is going to be like, you know, the game is going to get like a 7 or so. And then they're going to make a review version of the Scorpio, and it's going to be a completely different thing.
I don't think that game gets a 7. That's a little,
Because of the performance. I'm not saying because of the game itself.
I don't think so. I see that game, if all does well, I see that game getting 8.5. But we won't know. I mean, we'll see as future holds. So, So now I guess we'll go on to PlayStation. So I am going to start with my prediction. I'm going to say, as of right now, Sony wins. So what I'm going to say is wins. As of right now, Sony has the best lineup for exclusives as of right now with what's coming out. We don't know all the dates yet, but as they're exclusive for 2017 with Crash Bandicoot, Spider-Man, Detroit Become Human, Horizon Zero Dawn, I think as of right now, Sony has the best exclusive lineup as of right now until whenever it comes out in the fall.
Dan, go ahead.
Huh? What? It's all about Sony?
Your predictions for... Yeah.
I don't believe in Sony. That's my prediction. They let me down with the Pro. I would like to see a new version of the VR, though.
But besides that, the exclusive games that are coming out this year that Sony has announced, as of right now, those are the most exciting. That is the best lineup as of right now for games.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to play Days Gone. It's probably my number one game I'm looking forward to for PlayStation.
If it comes out 2017, I mean, I know it's slated for 2017. I know they said 2017, but hopefully that doesn't get pushed back. But Barbossa, what do you think about the Sony's lineup so far? The only games we got confirmed right now that are dates-wise are Horizon Zero Dawn next month. I believe Crash. Does Crash have a date?
No, not yet. I think it's going to be
spring. But I'm guessing Horizon Zero Dawn. But you look at the other games, Detroit Become Human, Days Gone, Spider-Man.
It's a crazy strong lineup. I think the lineup is going to be intense. I mean, this is, I think, what's going to save them from Scorpio, in my opinion. So throw in my prediction, my first prediction for Sony this year. E3, since Microsoft always does their conference first, Sony's going to get on the floor and going to be like, the PlayStation 4 Pro will be $350.
What, drop in price?
Drop in price, without a doubt.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course, it would have been a year already. So it's going to drop.
They're going to drop the price and bundle with the game as they usually do.
Yeah, they're going to see the price of the Scorpio, but I mean, they're going to try to hit the casual market with the Pro and say, "All right, guys, this is the price for more of the casual people." Like, all right, now you guys can pick it up, because you're going to see a heavy price point with the Scorpio, no doubt about it. So, yeah, I can agree with that. They're going to try to hit the casual market and say, "All right, guys." Blah blah blah. The PlayStation 4 Pro does this. Yada yada yada. It's $350 now.
I think they're gonna do that. I think they're gonna. Depending how expensive the Scorpio is, it's still gonna. It's gonna kind of hold off on Scorpio's kickoff. I think we're gonna get the hardcore first for the Scorpio, but the remaining is not gonna be that.
Yeah. So. Dan, you have any predictions or?
I don't.
No, Barbossa, you got any other ones, Barbossa? We got the strong lineup. We got maybe the PlayStation 4 the Pro price drop. What else could you see?
I would say Days Gone will come out this year in the fall, maybe. God of War will be 2018 March. I think we're gonna. I wouldn't be surprised if they announce it today. Well, not today, this year. And be like, you know, the system's coming out. But then again, it's not coming out. They're going to be like, last minute, they're going to push it back like they did with Horizon.
Yeah, I mean, if their lineup is true, I don't see them stacking upon games upon games upon games like they have right now.
Hello, John. So, Do you know what the Scorpio is?
Oh my God! Get out!
Days Gone is probably the number one game I really want to play. What is the other game? Stranded. also another game I want to play. What are you playing, Barbara? What is this little shooting I hear? What is this?
It's not me, bro.
There's another. I mean, Detroit Become Human is definitely the most the game I'm looking forward to for PlayStation 4 out of its lineup. And Spider-Man. Spider-Man looks fantastic. It's great.
Yeah,
Spider-Man
too.
I'm anxious to see what they're gonna do with Spider-Man.
I think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna release Spider-Man this year.
I think so. It's slated for 2017. You think it's gonna get pushed back?
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
Maybe if not, it's gonna come out around the same time the movie comes out.
The summer, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be. I think they would heavily push that, like with Telltale with Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they're gonna that's gonna come out when the movie comes out. Isn't it ironic though? Resident Evil 7's coming out, and the final movie's coming out too. So I think they'll do the same thing. Anybody coming to see the movie with me? By the way, anyone?
Spider-Man?
No, Resident Evil.
I'll probably go with you.
All right, thank you. Good. I mean, we did see the other ones together. We might as well.
Yeah.
Dan, would you like to join us, or are you going to be like twiddling your thumbs?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look that appealing. I'm sorry. I got to give me some time to warm up to it, you know?
I mean, it's Resident. It's the final movie. I've seen all the other ones. I might as well just pay $9. Pay $9 to see the last one. It's only going to be $9.
I'd rather hold your hand and watch Rings.
That movie does look pretty interesting, too. We talked about Nintendo. Any other predictions you have, Barbosa, for Nintendo?
I don't, to be honest, I don't know. I think we're going to get a couple of Ubisoft games on the Switch throughout the fall and everything.
You think we'll get those party games, those terrible Party Mania games, those pieces of junk? You think we'll get
100%
those?
100% sure.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, it's kind of scary to think, like, you know, the launch lineup looks amazing, but at the same time, I'm kind of like...
You're going to get those duds. Do you think we'll get a Switch Sports game, or do you think we'll, like the Wii Sports, you think we'll get one of those games again?
I mean, it'll be stupid not to. I mean, it's a pretty good selling kind of game.
Those games are great, though. I mean, aside from all those other garbage sports games I, you know, mentioned, those games are great. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would say so. I can see totally that happening. I just can't, like, if I think about it, right, if you put your thoughts into it, like, you can see a crazy long launch lineup, but then I can't see nothing farther after March. Like, I don't know what will happen, you get me? Like, that's what scares me.
I mean, that's why I'm like, 50-50 with the whole Zelda thing, because I agree with you. How could you come out with your two main staple games at launch? I mean, don't get me wrong, that is going to be a massive console seller, Mario and Zelda both coming out. But then you kind of shoot yourself in the foot for the holiday, because then what the hell are you're gonna release in the holiday? Because then your other console sellers are, you know, Metroid is nowhere to be found, hasn't been found in a while. Metroid, what's another Donkey Kong? You know, you got.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But I see for 100% Mario Kart is definitely a launch.
I don't see Zelda being launched.
I'm 50-50 with Zelda. I could see it.
I think Zelda's launch and Mario is going to be later.
No, definitely Mario's going to be first.
I don't know, man. I'm not too sure. The rumors are, like, really going crazy about how they want that game out.
Then I see them pushing back Mario.
Yeah.
But Mario Kart will be there, though, so there's...
Oh, Mario Kart is definitely going to be a launch.
Yeah.
I think Super Smash Bros. Is going to be, like, the launch. I think we're going to get all those games on
right. All right. Yes and no. If they do Super Smash Bros., it'll be a port from the Wii U. But they don't do that. They never do that. I see that maybe... That's going to be next year. Or maybe Super Smash Bros. Is a little while after they make the previous versions.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with that. I completely do.
But if they don't have Mario, they'll have Zelda. If they don't have Zelda, they'll have a Mario game. But
yeah,
regardless, Mario Kart will be there. But like I said earlier, I hope, like you said, that if they get like a random title, it's kind of under the radar. It's not a flop like Zombie U was. Zombie U was a, you know, big, you know, they marketed that game heavy when the Wii U launched, and it was a flop.
I really hope they bring a lot of JRPGs into the game, the system. Like, I think they need that. Like, you know how they get random JRPG games from the 3DS? They need that kind of support involved on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only time we'll tell, I mean, again, next week, and our podcast also, we'll talk about my reaction to the Nintendo event. I'm sure Barbossa's going to be jumping up and down in his bed. I mean, as long as I get my pre-order, I'll be very happy. That's all I really care about. I just want to get my pre-order, and we're good. That's it.
Yeah, it's gonna be second that.
What?
I'm gonna rush.
It's gonna be intense.
Rush
yeah.
to the GameStop. I'm gonna be watching a conference at GameStop. Once they say pre-orders are good to go, I'll be first.
Well,
in line.
It's at 11 p.m. Eastern time, January 13th. So you gotta wait till the next day.
What? That
yeah,
late?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's late. It's late.
Yes,
but we'll be, I mean, I'm sure we'll be texting back and forth watching the event. I'm definitely going to watch it. So I'm 100% looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Me too. I'm like super excited. I can't wait for them to show us what's next. I mean,
so I know it's an early prediction, but it doesn't matter. It's a new year and we'll, you know, we'll talk about it later in the year. Who do you think wins 2017?
Xbox.
Sony.
Gonna bite my tongue because I know Barbossa's gonna hold it against me because he knows I'm more of an Xbox guy.
Yeah,
but I think Sony wins it with their exclusive games.
Yeah, I the only reason I'm seeing it's not because of Scorpio. I think Scorpio is gonna be a magnificent system and it's gonna be like for every single hardcore person out there, but I think they're gonna drop the price and they're gonna have their launch titles to back them up.
If they come out with, if they blow us away and say Halo 6 is coming out this year, I think Xbox. Yeah. And if it's better than Halo 5 with its story mode, the multiplayer was great in Halo 5, but the story was kind of fell flat, then I think Xbox wins. But my early prediction is Sony.
I think so too. I
can't say the Switch only for the sure fact that we do not know what they're going to do holiday yet.
I agree.
But Dan, you're on Xbox. Why are you saying Xbox?
Because I don't like PlayStation.
Well, we.
honestly, with this console coming out, Sony's not coming out with a console this year. So I mean, they shouldn't be coming out. They already made one terrible console. The Scorpio is going to be a magnificent time for them. That they're going to be racking up those sales November, December. But you also got those great games that are coming out. You know, CFD is a highly anticipated game. They're not making a Gears. I mean, they got the Halo Wars 2 coming out. You know, they do have a great lineup of exclusives. I mean, Sony does too. But I think that things are going to sell a little bit better with the Microsoft and their new Scorpio console, because everything's going to look 10 times better on that.
So my bad, Dan. I got my time wrong. It's 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, January 13th.
Yeah, that's what I said before. All right, I thought
no, that's Treehouse. That's a Treehouse, actually.
All right, but the actual presentation is what 11 o'clock Eastern time, January 12th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but the Treehouse event is something. That's just recap or just showing the games off, right?
They're going to show the system in action, gameplay-wise.
Okay. But we'll get the price point January 12th. We'll get the price and everything.
Yeah.
12th. Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay. But, so we got Barbossa and I are on Sony's side. Dan's on Xbox side.
John, you can stay with the Switch Pro because Nintendo ain't really moving too far this year. The only good thing they have coming is a Switch. It's going to be a great console, but it just doesn't sell like a major console does.
So, Barbossa, so if you had to say, what would you think Nintendo's holiday release would be? If they come out with Mario and Zelda's in the summer, what do you think their holiday release will be?
Metroid, if they somehow pull that out, man. Like, if they somehow get a Metroid Prime out there or something of the sort. I can't really see anything else, man. Only if there's, like, a random IP that we don't know about yet.
It could be Mario and Sonic, more Olympic Games.
John, there's no release date yet. We're going to find out E3, but it's definitely probably going to be November.
Got to get on that 4K TV.
Bro, yep. I'm already here ahead of you, man. Let's go. Jump to it, man.
Well, tell me when the good deals are at Walmart. You know when.
I don't know when they are.
4K OLED TV, bro. That's the future right there.
So, Barbossa, tomorrow, Diablo, are you going to play? Because season comes out. The D2 anniversary is out already. So, I need to jump on that. Tomorrow.
Oh, definitely, man. I'm excited for that. I think I already did the patch already, for sure. Yeah, I did the patch. I'm checking it right now.
Yeah, dude, this game it's going to be awesome. I can't wait, man. I've been waiting to play. I didn't feel like playing non-seasons because that's fucking gay.
So, we're ready. The Nintendo event. Join us next time on our podcast. We'll have our reaction.
Nigga, we ain't done yet. What are you talking
about?
What
do we got? We got left.
We got to do the Eddie picture of the week and the gate will fail.
Oh, well, I you were mentioning it, so let's go. Let's get this going.
Jeez, Louise. Where'd that Eddie picture go? I just had it.
This one's a good one. I might give this one a high review.
We'll see. Time.
Eddie picture of the week. I'm going to get a soundboard made of that.
Yeah, we got to get a soundboard for the Eddie picture of the week.
All right. Eddie picture of the week. Holy in this photo, shit. We see Eddie and standing next to the Marshmallow Man, but sometimes you just can't tell who is who in this picture.
All right. So, Dan, we kicked the review off, so go ahead, Dan, continue.
All right, so let's zoom in a little bit. It looks like he's at some kind of store. I don't know, some weird Lego store. He's got his Giants repping his... Oh, he's at Comic-Con. Oh, and he was making fun of me about going to Comic-Con? So, this is Eddie rocking his Giants, you know, and he is standing next to the Ghostbusters. Is that that's a Ghostbusters guy, right?
That's the Marshmallow Man, yep.
I think this is a beautiful picture right here. You see that little half smile right there. We could go without the Giants hat, but... I'm gonna rate this one an 8.5 because it's very creative.
That's your highest review yet. So Barbossa, what do you got on the?
Can you zoom to the faces? You can't really tell the difference between them. They have the exact same smile and eyes right now. If you could like zoom in real quick for me for their like two faces close to each other, they have the same exact smile. They got the little blue top as well, which is like. Look at that. Look at those two together. Like, it's incredible. Look at those eyes and look at that smile. Same thing. It's like Eddie wanted to replicate that. And he has the blue hat, and then the ghost has also the blue stuff going on here. They almost look exactly the same. And, you know, he's not really wearing white, but he's wearing gray. And his shape is kind of similar to him. He has a little bit red here. I'm going to give it... A 9, I gotta say a 9. It's very. I think they got the perfect. They look like twins right now. Eddie, I'm sorry, brother. You look amazing in this picture.
So what Eddie, I appreciate. Oh yeah, good. Sorry. Finish.
I think. Look, see, like you can't really tell the difference. It's like they're completely the same person.
I like Eddie. The filters. I'm digging the filters. So what I appreciate is Eddie stopped this person. And was like, yo, man, let's take a picture. So I appreciate that. Eddie went out of his way, stopped this nice gentleman or woman, whoever is in that costume, and must have said, yo, I'm a big Ghostbusters fan, let's take a picture. Props to Eddie for doing that. Eddie is already starting his Comic-Cons in October, so it looked like he was getting an early head start in the No Shave November. He's got the beard going. Eddie is wearing like looks like an old sweater because the Giants won the championship in 2011. So Eddie was just trying to, you know, probably be cool. And I'm going to, you know, be so he got like compliments like, yeah, Giants. That's what he probably was looking for at the event. Like, ah. So he's wearing all his Giants gear, trying to probably get like a, you know, like, yeah, dude, cool, go shit Giants. But I appreciate him, you know, taking a picture with the Marshmallow Man. I'm going to give that. I'm going to give it a 9. I'm with Barbosa. I give it a 9. And that creepy dude in the background there, the photo bomb there, like. So I give that points, and another guy here behind Eddie. So I give it a 9. I give the photo a 9. It was a good photo. Good job, Eddie. Good shit with that one.
Oh, no. All right, so now we're going to do the Gato fails.
Oh, God.
Yes, fails.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I was loud. All right, so let's. Oh, the fuck,
that's cool. Chuck, how the Devils doing? Devils are looking real good.
Oh no.
Oh, hey Chuck.
Howdy, Chuck.
Chuck is a long time bae.
Yeah, Chuck, where's the Gavagool? All
right, so this was submitted by Patrick Rich Clipat.
Oh, God, I don't even want to look at this, because he's an idiot.
Oh, did I not share my screen?
Yeah, because, yeah. Oh, my Lord, here we go.
There, I share my screen.
Just shoots the fucking Claymore.
Oh.
Shoots my Claymore, thinking that it's like, he would get killed by it. Look at that, like, he shoots my Claymore! Oh my God, it's awful.
It's a friendly.
It's a friendly and he kills it. And then I asked him, I'm like, what did you do that for? He's like, oh dude, I don't know. Is this another fail? Oh no. I know what this one is.
This was submitted by Headshot Dan.
Sorry, Alex.
Let me pop that open a little bit. There we go. Let's play. Oh, yeah, this is a fail of No Show Barbosa, by the way.
Sorry, Alex, you have to explain yourself here.
Wait, what exactly happened there?
Watch.
This is your fail, bro.
This is your fail.
So as you see right here, I'm going to commit suicide for the greater of the team.
When was this? This is not me.
Yeah,
He switches it to you. Alright, there's you. And look what you do. This was a good idea you ran in. You know, you get the base, you just start shooting. And then you do this. I have no idea what you were doing.
I was trying to hit him, alright? You know, if we're going to start a war of us here, it's time.
No, you're here. Explain yourself. What happened with your fail?
I was trying to shoot the guy right there behind the shield, and it didn't work out.
But you looked at him for like a couple seconds as you're reloading. You're looking at him.
If you look at that instant right there, I'm going in, and I shoot to the side trying to get his foot, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, but then at the end, it looked like you tried running him over with your feet. I don't think it works like that.
And then he stood in front and did a quick reload real quick. Like, hold on, buddy. I'll kill you in a second.
Usually, if you're out of ammo, you fucking run, bro. You run for your life. And that was the Gato and the no-show Barbosa fail of the week.
Oh, man. Well, at least Gato wasn't as Gato dying, but shooting my Claymore is, you know, completely unexcusable.
That's Gato stupid ass for you.
Yeah, I know. We definitely got to get a soundboard for those, by the way. So that's our next focus.
Yeah, we should have our logo in development very soon, and it's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
And then we got the new year, so we're finally going to have a sit down and talk about a schedule for our YouTube segments and everything like that too. So. It's a new year, so hopefully bigger things are going to come for us in 2017.
For sure.
Guest star, Chuck?
I'm also streaming More often now, too, for Chuck and John, for you guys to come check me out. I am streaming Siege a little bit more. I have been streaming Dead Rising. Headshot Dan and I are going to come up with, you know, a better schedule than just randomly coming on the stream. So look to check us out for that, too.
Yeah, we'll definitely get a schedule going. Everything will be posted on the website, as usual. Just got to keep an eye out for it. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Well, Happy New Year again to everybody. I am Rage Quit Pat. Don't forget to check us out on our next podcast. We'll have our Nintendo reaction. And I'm ready. I'm excited for it.
Sorry, John, you suck so much at Battlefield. Play a different game with us and we'll play.
And I'll give live feedback for the event, see how it goes.
All right, guys.
You're beautiful.
Take care.
Bye.